For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard in advance of a grand jury decision about whether Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson will be charged in the fatal shooting of Black 18-year-old Michael Brown. Today, Nixon said the National Guard would assist state and local police as needed in case there is civil unrest when the grand jury's decision is announced. There's no indication an announcement is imminent. There is also no specific date for a decision to be revealed. The St. Louis County prosecutor has said he expects the grand jury to reach a decision in mid to late November. But protesters in Ferguson aren't waiting for the grand jury's announcement to take to the streets. Demonstrators targeted downtown Clayton today, blocking traffic at several intersections before marching to the County Justice Center. The grand jury has been meeting at the center behind closed doors since late August as it weighs whether Wilson will be charged. No arrests were reported. On Sunday, protesters blocked traffic on the Del Mar Loop in University City, with about a dozen people lying down in the street inside chalked outlines of dead bodies. Participants say the, quote, die-in was a protest not just against Brown's killing, but broader issues of police brutality, including two other recent police killings in St. Louis. A report shows Missouri had the largest enrollment decline for a federal program that helps working parents pay for childcare. The October report by the Center for Law and Social Policy says the number of Missouri children receiving a federal childcare subsidy fell by over 12,000 from 2012 through 2013. Some officials think a recovering economy is the cause for the decrease, with families earning too much to qualify for the childcare discounts. But some Missouri advocates say otherwise. They think the state's reorganization of its Family Support Division offices in the Department of Social Services is preventing parents from signing up. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that state officials declined to comment or offer possible reasons for the decrease in enrollment. Lake Ozark is now considering putting regulations in place so that taxi cabs are more readily identified. Recently, several citizens have expressed concerns about local taxi services. Lake Ozark Administrator Dave Van Dee has been at the forefront of some of these concerns.
Basically saying, you know, how do we know that this is a legal taxi? Because people would just take a bar of soap and write taxi on the outside of the car, or on the side window on a van, and go down and start offering people rides.
City of Lake Ozark will continue to discuss this possible ordinance with the board, and they are open to public input. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.